Hello and welcome to the Business Today News podcast. Here are the top stories. The central government has allowed the information technology sector and business process outsourcing companies to continue their work from home policy till July 31st in the wake of coronavirus crisis. Earlier, the center had allowed the software professionals to work from home till April 30th. The announcement was made by Union Minister for Information Technology, Ravi Shankar Prasad. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has slammed Congress Party and Rahul Gandhi regarding the willful defaulters list issue, saying they attempted to mislead people in a brazen manner. She also accused the Congress of failing to show any commitment or inclination to stop corruption and cronyism, neither while in power nor in the opposition. Alphabet Inc. on Tuesday beat analysts' estimate for quarterly revenue as its Google unit posted double-digit advertising growth despite the economic slowdown from the novel coronavirus. Shares of Alphabet rose 4% following the after-hours release of financial results. Alphabet shares were down about 8% this year at Tuesday's close. A booming economy and rising internet usage have driven Google to record revenues in the last few years. But the virus has split those two trends, with consumer spending now plunging and reliance on internet services surging. US President Donald Trump doubled down on China for failing to tame the coronavirus at its very origin, saying it has led to 184 countries going through hell, as several American lawmakers demanded steps to reduce dependence on Beijing for manufacturing and minerals. Trump has been publicly blaming China for the global spread of the invisible enemy and launched an investigation against it. Three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, columnist and author Thomas Friedman applauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts to fight the coronavirus spread. Speaking at the India Today eConclave Corona series, Friedman commended India's early intervention and said that while these measures have benefited India, it still faces a daunting challenge of balancing economic stability with curbing the spread of the virus. Friedman said that the challenge for a country like India is to sustain economically with a long-term lockdown. As the government gears up to lift the nationwide lockdown, Mahindra Group Chairman Anand Mahindra has pointed out the complex challenge of planning an exit strategy from the coronavirus lockdown. Citing an example of a roadside dhaba and truckers who depend on them for their foods, he explained all supply chains and elements of the economy are intricately interrelated. In a series of tweets, industrialist Anand Mahindra said that if the government opts for a sequential opening, then economic recovery will be slow. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.